Fowler is the single setback. Coming in motion to the near side, Clarence Verdan behind Ricky Sanders. Kelly's back to pass. Five-man rush. They pick it up well. He throws. Sanders first down. He caught it over in the right flat in front of the safety in the corner, Mossy Cade, and he gets the first down yardage, 15 yards.
Boy, John, that was a big first down. Big series by Jim Kelly, second and 20 and coming back and picking it up in this stage of the ball game with down to about 7 minutes to go. Extremely important that the Gamblers get down here and get some points on the board out of this drive.
First and 10, the ball resting at the Memphis 47-yard line, a 16-yard grab. Boy, and a big one, too, by Ricky Sanders, his 10th catch of the ball game. McNeil is wide to the left, Corville wide to the right. The slot backs are Johnson and Sanders, left to right. Here comes Sanders in motion to the left-hand side. Kelly throwing the quick one to Johnson over on the left sideline, and Richard almost has first down yardage. It depends on where they spot it. They will give him the first down near the 35. Barney Bussey knocked his legs out from under him, but it's another first down for the Gamblers.
Well, that was that play they had such great success with earlier in the game where that backer to that side is blitzing, and then the other backer can't get there, and the safety can't get to it. Jim just has to take one step and deliver that when they recognize, and that's good reading between him and Richard Johnson. Now, Richard Johnson's kind of coming off the field. Again, the heat is catching up in this ball game, John. I talked earlier about the conditioning factor. Both defenses are really feeling the pressure of the heat in the length of this game right now.
Two men in the slot to the right-hand side. That's Verdan and Sanders. Now Verdan goes in motion to the left, first and 10. Kelly back to pass, has time, throws across the middle. There is Sam Harrell. Sam Harrell inside the 30, near the 25. He'll be short of the first down.
It's really interesting, John, having watched football and coached and been in this for so many years, how often on warm, humid, hot days, it almost looks like as you get towards the fourth quarter, latter part of the fourth quarter, that everybody is going almost slow motion or half speed. The weight of those pads, the dehydration that's going on out there right now, you can just see both defenses losing a half a step. Much more pressure on you defensively than there is offensively, because offensively you know what you're doing. Defensively, everything is anticipated.